Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, you're going to get a rebuke. Okay?
All right.
You're not going to say all right maybe after I'm done with you guys. Yeah. praise the Lord. Thank you for having me. Woo! Amen? Praise God. Good to see you. Good to see you. Well, God is a good God. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, I just want you to speak through me, Lord. I'm just going to get out of the way. I'm going to let you talk. And we just give you the glory and the honor, Lord. And we just ask, Lord, that you would, Lord, speak directly to our hearts. And I pray, Father God, that the word would not fall on a hard heart, Lord. But I pray, Father God, it'd be planted deep and it would produce, Lord. We're not here just to be hearers, but we're here to be doers. So, Father God, have your way with us, Lord. If there's things that needs to be removed from our lives, let them be removed. Things that need to be added, let them be imparted, Lord. But let us not go away unchanged by your glory and your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How long have I known you, Pastor Josh?
About 9 years.
Oh, yeah, right on that, right on that edge. And ever since I've known you, Pastor Josh, you have been preaching righteousness. You have been calling forth righteousness, holiness. Amen. You've been pleading with people to bring them to maturity. And I'm going to rebuke you that the Holy Spirit has to prophesy and give you words to get ready. You guys should already be ready. What's the matter with you? What is the matter with you? You're not babes. And if you are, this isn't for you. But there's a lot of people that are not here. What's the matter with you? Why do you have to be warned by the Holy Spirit to get ready? For 9 years, this man of God has been pleading, teaching, preparing you. What is the matter with you? Amen. I love you guys, but you know, I don't think I've ever rebuked off a prophecy, but I was ticked when I heard that over and over and over, pleading with you like little babies. I love you, but I just have to say it. When are you going to wake up? Quit being so self-centered and selfish. You should already be so full of oil. You should have been ready years ago. But your unwillingness to yield to the Holy Spirit and to die to your own passions, in your own ways, to your own opinions, your own fears, you've held the Holy Spirit up. I'm here. Don't do it anymore. I'm going to be really point blank. Don't do it anymore. It's like you have a kid. You just tell him, okay, you know better. Now don't do it anymore. I don't want to have to tell you again. For the first time, I really got a real revelation on Hebrews 6. When he said we should be past the doctrines of Jesus, it isn't that those are for little kids, but Pastor Josh has taught on Hebrews 6 the doctrines of Christ. You know, about the laying on of hands and the resurrection, all this stuff. And Paul was calling them on to a greater maturity, not to only be hearers of it, but to begin to do what you were taught. You should be doing what you were taught. Why aren't you? I mean, I'll hear a little testimony here, a little testimony. I'm thankful for it. But there should be much more. Amen, brother? Are you okay with that? Okay. Are you? Okay, well, I want to. You'll say, well, you know, I know who I am. I do know who I am, but you know what? You need this. Because I don't like doing this, okay? I'm a very, you know, most of the time, laid-back guy. But this should encourage you that the Lord is seeing you and saying that you are mature enough to start doing the work. And it's great that you're starting the programs, you're going out again, all these things. But really, the world is looking for someone just the way John the Baptist was looking for Jesus. Is this the Jesus or is this the church that I heard was coming? And you should be able to tell those people, yes, it is. Let's go to the Oh Lord. Have mercy on us, right? Have mercy on me. Favor. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Luke 7, I believe. Yeah, Luke 7. And John the Baptist sent his friends. He's in prison. There's many people out there that are in prison. You know what? Jesus is coming back. But you should already be ready. But the summoning that Jesus is coming back, you should be out there winning the lost at all cost. You have to become the church of God. Amen? It's time that you rise up and take your rightful place. You're not going to get any more ready. Because if you continue to sit there and feed off of Pastor Josh's message and not do anything about it, you are a disobedient child and you're in rebellion. If you are not a doer of the word, you're rebellious. I don't care whether you're afraid, timid, whatever, it doesn't matter. You are in rebellion. You are not obeying the word. Amen? Are you okay? I'm not going to ask you. You can rebuke me later, okay? All right. Well, you can. Amen. Praise God. And he says, when men had come to him, or Jesus, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? In that very hour, he cured many of infirmities, afflictions, evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. And Jesus answered and said, go tell John the things that you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. You should be calling forth. You should be sending out advertisements that the true church of Jesus Christ is here. This is the church that you've been looking for. Because you're going to see the blind eyes open. You're going to see the lame walk. You're going to see the demon-possessed delivered. Amen? It's just not words in a book. Jesus' ministry was not supposed to end with him. You're his body. You're the ones that are supposed to continue on. Amen? I'll smile. My wife says, man, you don't smile very... All right. Anyway. I'm past. I can't help. I'm intense. Amen? You know? I mean, when you're ready to die for something, that's usually a pretty intense person. Amen? A timid person, laid-back person is one usually that is lazy. It's on the fence. I'm not on the fence, okay? I don't know if you understand it or not, but... Amen? But you know, the Lord does not get offended. When you put the advertisements out that Jesus is healing, he's not offended with that. Is he? No, that's his will. And when you step on faith like that, you know what's going to happen? That which you advertise, that which you declared, that which you posted is going to happen. Right? Otherwise, you might as well close that Bible and quit preaching and go get a job that pays you better. I'm serious. If you don't believe that, close that book, throw it away. Either you believe it or you don't. And the amount of scripture that you believe is the amount of scripture that you walk out. Amen? God loves it when you put him to the test. God loves it when you show your faith. You've been prepared for such a time as this. We've heard how many sermons have you preached on that. The time is now. Amen? Amen. I'll agree with it. God is looking for someone that will dare allow him to show himself strong. We preached on that many times too. Right, I bet? Huh? Are you going to let him? He's looking, but he's looking your way. Are you going to let him? It isn't that difficult if you'll just cooperate. Amen? He just needs you to speak, you to lay hands on, you to step on faith. He just needs your faith. That's all he needs. He'll do the rest. Amen? You know, we've had such a wonderful, even in my life, such a wonderful, you got the glory of God, you have the glory of God, the presence of God, and the glory of God, the power of God. And they need to come together. The presence is here, now the power has to come. Okay? You need the presence first, okay? But then the power has to come too, and you are to operate in both. You got the fruit of the Spirit, you have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're supposed to be operating in unison. That's when the true glory of God is going to be manifested in fullness. Amen? You see, I used to just, when I get in, these people would be talking about the glory of God, I'd get sick to my stomach because everyone that was into chasing after the signs and wonders and this and that were just wackos. And I get so sick to my stomach. You mention that, and I'm like, ooh, I'm ready to throw up. You know, because they were so crazy, so off. And the Lord just sat me down. He said, why are you allowing them to affect you in this? He said, well, you start preaching about my glory, and I'll start revealing my glory in that direction. Forget about those other people that are only after that. Amen? But go in and get the glory. Go in and call forth the glory. You know, we are to reveal the glory of God. God has told us that He's crowned us with glory, His glory and His honor. You have a crown of glory and honor. Use it. Use it. You have the true glory of God in you. Let it come out. Amen? We shouldn't have to be calling forth and telling you, like Noah, that Jesus is coming back. That should be such an after fact. You should be so sold out to God right now that they go, huh? You should go, huh? It should be so far behind you. You should be so sold out right now that it should be so far away from you that when someone brings it up, you go, huh? I'm so far past. You should be, I'm so far past that. Amen? I'm happy. I am. And I got fire. Amen?
That's good.
Hallelujah. Good to see you. Good to see you. Hallelujah. I don't punch them very hard, just a little bit, you know. Praise God. You know, warriors, they don't go up and hug. They come up, they punch them in the shoulder, right?
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Do a little bump of the chest, you know. Amen?
Amen.
We've just allowed the world to make us neutral. Amen? We are not to be neutral. Neutral is lukewarm. Sitting on a fence. I don't know. How many women can you declare from, if you have a man or see a man that isn't confident and doesn't know what he wants, can you even declare that he's a man? I hope you say no. Otherwise, we really need to pray for you. But what I'm saying is this, you look for someone that can make a decision, someone that will stand up for something. There's so many men in the world nowadays, I believe the woman is more of a man than he is. You probably have to fight the woman before you would have to fight the man. I'm serious. It's true. I'm not, you know. We got a bunch of neutered men. We do. I'm serious. Men that will not take the rightful place. I'm not talking about steamrolling your wife. I'm talking about being the man of the house. I'm talking about being the leader. I'm talking about the one that's out ahead fighting the battles for his family. We've just become so. Can I use it? Yeah. Just so, and that's not a bad, but neutral. I have to say neutral. I don't want to say that other word. Neutral. I think it might have been legal, but I'm not quite sure. So I'll talk to him later. But could I have said that word? Oh, sure. But I better behave myself here when I'm up here. Donnet in Hinckley, we can say that. Amen. Well, you guys are a little bit more prim and proper. You're city folk. You're scared of mice and rats. You see a raccoon, oh my God, a raccoon. Well, you know what I'm saying. But it's just like, oh, a spider, a snake. Well, right? You guys are too primitive. Okay, you are. You're too dignified. Yeah, I'm looking at you. You got such a sweetheart, though. I know you are. I mean, but you know, it's okay for you to. Boy, you got your hands loaded. No. Thanks a lot. An axe? What's an axe? Well, I know where that's in the Bible. No, but, you know. You're just too dignified. Just because you jump around and get excited about Jesus doesn't mean you're undignified. I just saw you at work. I'm busy at work. Amen? And yes, you can dress the part, but you don't have to act it. You got to have something burning deep inside you. Amen? You got to have a pioneer spirit in you. I was going to meet with somebody down in the cities one time. I had already driven down in a blizzard. It was like 40 below zero, and they had to drive 15 miles. They said, oh, we got to cancel because the roads are too bad. I looked at them like, what? I just drove an hour and a half, risked my life, and you can't drive 15 minutes?
Come on now.
You guys are sissies. I love you, but you know what? Sometimes we need to have our challenged.
Yeah. That's right.
It's just too hard. You don't know what hard is. Right? Amen? You're afraid of the dark. I could take you, I could take most of you guys out in the middle of the woods, shut my light off, and slip on out, leave you in the middle, and you'd be crying. Yeah, what am I doing? Where'd I go? I'm all alone out here. Yeah, you know, my brother, he used to take us out when we were little kids, blindfold us, spin us around in a big old swamp, and leave us out there. We had to find our way back. That was our pastime. We were tough, you know, right? It's about time we toughen up a little bit. I'm not talking about not walking love, but I mean just mentally get tough. What would you do if you got whipped? Would you praise like Paul and Silas? I mean, when your back is laid open, it's bleeding and stinging because it's so hot in there, and your back is up against a filthy wall. At midnight, are you going to get up and praise and worship? And praise and worship with such a pure heart that prison starts to shake because of the power of God. He woke up God. They woke up God at midnight. Amen? They got his attention. Well, you follow what I'm saying? We have to look at things as that there's no obstacles that can stop us. Because if you do not have that mindset, that mindset, the fighter's mindset, right? The fighter's mindset, you will be stopped by the devil. Amen? you can do anything for Jesus, you're going to get attacked. Get it in your head. Amen? Oh, don't cast that curse on him. I'm just telling you the truth. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But get used to letting that greater than he that's in you. Get used to letting them loose. Most people, you don't turn God loose until things get so exhausted. You're so exhausted from leaning on the right arm of the flesh. And then, oh, I guess we can't do it. Now we better pray. That should be the first thing you do. You see a demonic force coming into your home, you should be up and you should be just taking care of business.
Amen?
Amen? How many demons are going to be coming around when they know that you're going to get up in the middle of the night and you're going to really stomp them? They're going to say, you know what, I guess he really means business. But there's very few people here that really mean business. You know how I know that? You wouldn't have had to have those words of prophecy spoken to you. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit and I'm judging. And I believe I'm judging correctly. You're too dignified. Right? You're ready to jump up. Let's go! You know? But we got to be ready. It's just like down in Missouri when I was down there training dogs. No, that's really wild down there. But we'd say when someone was ready, it means that, man, they were really on edge. On edge. Amen? Praise God. You guys okay? I hope you're taking this as encouragement, because the Lord would not be rebuking you if you were babies, baby Christians. So he's seeing something in you that you're not seeing yet. Otherwise, I promise you this word would not be coming out this way. He's not talking to you even like a teenager. He's talking to you like grown adults. Amen? That should know better. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard a word of rebuke come from like this before? Have you really? Oh, maybe. No, I'm going to do it to you. Yeah. Not quite that strong. Okay, good. I'm like, really? Lord's must have covered my eyes or something. I won't be able to live with myself. But praise God. But what are we going to do? Get it right. But how do we get it right? Get into the Word. You get into the Word. What are you going to do after you get into the Word? You're going to do the Word. You're going to walk it out. You're going to dare. Prove God, Pastor Josh. He won't let you down. I promise you. That's the Holy Spirit. He will not let you down. Amen? He will not let you down. Amen? Are we ready? Well, you better be, because he's coming back pretty dang quick, evidently.
Yes.
So you better be ready. Not just to get ready to go to heaven, but I'm talking about be ready to go on out and manifest the kingdom of God.
Yes.
To be the true church.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? If it's that close, it's time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is going to be glorified from someone. Amen? God is going to be magnified by some group of people. Why not you? You don't want to get up there and stand before him and find out all the stuff that could have happened if you would have just believed. When you stand, you think you're just going to get... No, you're going to see your whole life. That would only be fair. Because he was really showing the plan that he had for you. And you're going to look at it like, oh my. I didn't believe. Why didn't I believe him? I saw. You'd see all the healings and the miracles and the signs and wonders. And all the people that would come in because of you into the kingdom of God. If you would have just dared believe. It doesn't say that there's no sorrow at the throne. Wait, throne, I don't believe. In heaven it is, but when you stand before him, you're still gonna have to present yourself. But I got good news. He can show you what he had planned for you, and then he'll show you his life, and let's just have it match. Can we do that? Wouldn't that be better? I think so. Amen? Above and beyond. He can do above and beyond. Above and beyond. We're the only ones that are stopping it because we don't have the grid, the mindset yet to handle what he can do. Let's start. Let's start believing. And how do you prove that you believe? You do it. You can still have your young classes and preach to, you're going to have to, because people are going to come into the kingdom of God. You're going to have to raise them up. But this group is ready. Amen? You know how I like to put on brakes? I like to put on brakes a lot, to be sure. But I just really believe the Lord is saying this group is ready. Perfect? No. But you're not going to be perfect until you see Jesus face to face, until you look into his eyes. Amen? I'm telling you. I just what I'm seeing, I'm seeing it going and casing the neighborhoods and saying, man, you need a healing. You need this. You need that. You got mental problems in your family. You got a kid that's on drugs. Bring them. And you want to see God move, you just bring those type of people in here. And it won't be in a dead church anymore.
Come on.
Amen? It will be, I'm telling you, you'll see explosions of the power of God, of the glory of God. You bring those type of people in. But he's not going to waste it. What do you guys need it for? You may need a healing, but you have the covenant of God already. Get into the Word and get your healing. Amen? Just that simple. It's his will. Take it, receive it. It's done. Amen? He's after. He will do those mighty things to the people that don't know, to prove himself that he's God, he's the living God. If he'll prove himself that he's the living God by sending down fire and lapping up the sacrifice with the Baal prophets, don't you think he will do that here too? Don't you think that he'll prove himself? Is his arm, you know, I just hear, is my arm too short that I can't do that anymore? He said, greater things you'll do than I did.
Amen.
Greater things.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. This is exciting. I'm getting excited now. After, amen? It's going to happen if you'll do it. It will. I'm telling you. If you will dare. If you'll only, all things are possible. If you'll only believe. If you only believe. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen? If you only believe. All things are possible. If you'll just believe me, Pastor Josh, all things are possible.
That's it.
To you. I know people are always picking on you, but you deserve it, you know?
Amen.
Too much is given, much is required.
That's right.
Amen. All right?
Amen.
Amen. Compel them to come in. Go on out and do whatever you got to do out there, but then compel them. Advertise.
Yeah.
Need a healing? Come to New Wine.
Come on.
Need a deliverance? Come to New Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Struggle with mental issues? Come to New Wine.
That's right.
Amen? This is what he wants to do.
Yes. Yes.
You're his body.
Yes.
He wants to continue his legacy. It's something you leave after you die. He left it to you.
Ooh.
Didn't he leave it to you? He told you what to do. You've been preaching the fruits, which is so great. Fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, self-control. Against these, no law. We need to have it, but we also need to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit working in absolute full power.
Yes.
Not for you, but for them. For them. You got the covenant.
Yes.
Don't you get tired of praying for the same people? I do. I'll be honest with you. I do. I mean, when I see someone and they're not quite there yet or whatever, yes, we pray for them, and I'm just so thrilled I can. But then there's other people that they just rely on you all the time. When they should be going to the Word. They got the same Word I do. Right? You're not any less than me, right? He's no respecter of persons. He's going to respect your faith. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And diligent here means to absolutely go after with everything you have. That's what diligent means. To go after it for the gusto. Go after it. See, when you're going after it with that type of tenacity, there's no double-mindedness, because you cannot go after diligently with full force if you're double-minded. One of the thoughts is going to have to go. See, when double-mindedness comes, if confusion comes, is when you're at the crossroad and you can't dare to step out in obedience. That's when double-mindedness comes or attacks you. It's always there, but you know what I'm saying. But it's there when you're indecisive. Amen? Oh, Lord, what do we do now? I could keep going. Keep going. What did I do with my water? Oh, I put it over there. I thought I might have to be running out the door. No. Amen? God is so interested in the people out there. He loves you, but he loves him too. His heart is breaking because the body of Christ will not go on out. Amen? Will not believe him. They don't believe him. It's like we look at the people, you know, the Israelites, when they refused to go over to the promised land. We're the same. Because we're sitting here, we're afraid, just like they were. There's giants out there. What if God doesn't show up? What if God doesn't do what he says he's supposed to be doing? We're just the same way. We have a wicked heart of unbelief. The church in the whole has a wicked heart of unbelief. And the Lord calls it a wicked heart. Let's get the wickedness out by being obedient and believing God. Believing that he can even do it through me. You're too busy looking at yourself rather than seeing how big God is. And God is big enough to even do it through you, through me, if I'll just let him. Amen? I just hear, so when then, what's the problem? Right? What's the problem? Okay? I think I'm going to end it at that. What's the problem? What's the big deal? What's the problem? I'm done. Amen?